Friday has seen the visit of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán to Prague, where he's been meeting his counterpart Andrej Babiš, as well as Czech President Miloš Zeman. Migration, economic interests and Visegrad 4 collaboration have been the main topics on the agenda. Tom McEncrow has more.
On Friday, Viktor Orbán made his first official visit to the Czech Republic since Andrej Babiš became Prime Minister. Speaking at a joint press conference on Friday morning, Mr. Babiš had warm words indeed for his domestically popular yet internationally controversial Hungarian counterpart.
Hungary is a traditional and close partner of ours. I can tell you that for the period since I've been in office, the Prime Minister is our friend. He's my friend. Our relations are truly above standard. I think it was the two of us, most of all Mr. Orbán, who first critically highlighted the problem of migration and quotas in Europe.
Aside from a reaffirmation to the current policy on migration, both leaders turned to what they see as increasing cooperation between the two countries. Already in August, the two prime ministers discussed increasing economic cooperation, particularly in the sphere of the defence industry, and its importance was highlighted again on Friday. On the level of Visegrad 4 collaboration, transport infrastructure and trade relations with Germany were discussed as well. While both men had kind words for each other, some have seen the recent decision by the Czech Foreign Ministry to cancel the Czech embassy in Budapest for financial considerations as slightly spoiling the taste. The Czech President Miloš Zeman, who is also meeting with Mr. Orbán, said that he would apologise for the move and attempt to halt it. Yet whatever the surrounding issues, Masaryk University lecturer Vratislav Havlík, who specialises in EU politics, says that the good relationship between Mr. Babiš and Orbán is unlikely to disintegrate unless they both have pragmatic reasons for it.
Orbán very pragmatically needs Babiš. He needs the support of Visegrad. He needs a strong, let's say, war or tool against the West. But he does not get it always from him, from Babiš, at least not so often as he would like to have it. And in general, the relation seems to be fine, but let's not forget this can change very quickly because both of them are somehow strong pragmatics.
Asked about whether it is legitimate to make connections between Andrej Babiš and Viktor Orbán, Mr. Havlík agrees there are some connections, but says that one should not jump to assumptions too fast.
People try to compare them, but I think we can compare them just partially. Orbán is populist, but he has strong ideology. His view is very nationalist. And Babiš, on the contrary, has no ideology. He's pure populist, and he only misuses these topics, which are just good for him now, good for his electorate. His electorate listens to this topic.
And that was Vratislav Havlík, ending that report by Tom McEncrow.